Now our roving reporter Barbara Jennings is going to talk to Urs Wilstrom, who's a graphic artist. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, John. Isn't it a lovely day out there?
It was lovely when I was coming in. I'm stuck in the studio here now, Barbara, so I don't know what to
do. It's not too bad. It's a bit grey, but not too bad. There's the weather forecast over and done with. Well, I'm here in the Graphic Studio Gallery in Dublin's Print Gallery with Lars Wikström at an exhibition that's absolutely fantastic and is definitely worth a look. And it's a two-person show with Sharon Lee. Now, Lars, how did you come to Ireland? By the way, sorry, he's from Sweden. How did you come to Ireland?
Well, it all started when I got this artist in residence thing from the graphic studio. And I was here for 6 weeks working in the graphic studio and lived in Red Stables, St. Anne's Park. So that was the beginning. And then in this residency, it was also an exhibition. In Sweden, and it was an exhibition here, and now it's the exhibition here in the Graphic Studio Gallery.
And I believe, as a result of all of this, Sharon Lee has gone to Sweden in a reciprocal arrangement between Sweden and Ireland.
Exactly, yeah.
Exactly. That's great, isn't it?
Yeah, fantastic.
Now, your work is very spiritual in many ways.
Well, you can say that, yes. They have their origin in the Inca culture, so it was a journey in South America that made me do these big prints, and well, there's a story behind most of them. I have a theme for it, and it is. You can say it is a portal to the spiritual world, which is formed as a T, a big T. And in one place there, next to the Lake Titicaca in Peru, there is a niche in a cliff, which is formed as a T. And the story behind this is what I have had for the origin of these pictures here.
Yeah, and they're done not just with any old printing. This is hand woodcuts, isn't it?
Yes, they are handmade woodcuts, big ones. They are about 130 times 90 centimeters.
And how did you learn that? Did you learn that in Sweden? Is this sort of your technique for a long time or what?
Well, these are actually the first prints I've done in this size and this technique. So, and they are not editioned. They are original prints, everyone. And I made them in a way that I couldn't make more than one of each. So it's a bit difficult to explain the technique, but I'm going to have a little talk here on the opening day, and then I will describe for the public how they are made.
Folks, if I can describe it ever so quickly, if Lars doesn't mind, some of these beautiful prints, they are in the form of large tea, but within the teas there are different organic elements, and there's one in particular that's totally gold, and it just stands out immediately.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. That's the last picture in the series. And it starts with one that is almost all black. Hmm. No. Yeah, I don't know if I shall tell the story, this myth about this niche. Or
yeah, please do.
Yeah. It goes back to when the Spaniards came to South America, and they were robbing all the gold, you know. And there was this Inca priest, his name was Aramimuru, in Cusco, which is the naval city, the center city of the Inca Empire. Now, Cusco actually means naval. And he went into their largest, most important sanctuary, and he took their a golden disc, a big one, and brought it with him when he fled from Cusco, so that the Spaniards wouldn't get this important item. And then he ended up at this place called Haya Marco, which is which means the city of the gods. And there he met some other Inca priests, and they were set to guard a very special place, which was a portal or a doorway to the city of the gods, to the gods. And this you can see this this doorway today. It's a niche in a cliff, a niche that's about 2 meters high, so a human being, a man, can stand in it. It's not very deep, and it's not really a doorway. It's just a niche. And but these priests, they had a ceremony, and Aramamuru, and they opened this door so Aramamuru could walk through it and go to the gods. And then it was closed again. And well, it's said that it has been opened once more in the 18th century, but it's all closed now.
All closed. Absolutely fascinating. I love all these stories and spiritual things and everything. Now, there's something else you did while you were in Dublin. You were staying in Dublin, working on this fantastic exhibition and work, woodcuts. But you also went around with your camera and did some very unusual prints. Could you tell us about that?
You mean the prints from Dublin, or?
Yeah.
Well, yes, that's what I was working on when I was here last time, then in 2011. In the base is black and white prints, and I have colored them by hand with watercolors, and they are motifs from Dublin City and St. Clement's Park, where I lived, and so, yeah.
Yeah, no, they're absolutely beautiful, folks. I'm telling you, these prints and all these woodcuts are absolutely fantastic. I mean, we should have to give a mention also to Sharon Lee's prints here in the graphic or studio, which is opposite the side of Bloom's Hotel. And it's going to be opening from the 7th of March and be on for a couple of weeks. Exhibition continues until the 29th of March. And all that, if you want a contact number there, it's 679-802. And do you have a website, Lars?
Yes, I have. The URL is www.lakris.nu.
Absolutely fantastic. Look, thanks for talking to me, and I wish you all the best in more of your artistic
endeavors.
Barbara.
If I can just interrupt, you didn't finish off the number. I think you gave 679-802.
One.
802-1. Okay, that's great.
And if you want to have contact here, there is, as I said, 7th to the 29th of March. And anybody's welcome. Please do not fear coming into an art gallery, folks, because I tell you, you can just come in here and have a very pleasurable experience and go for a cup of coffee, as I'm always saying, haven't I, John?
Yeah, you're always saying that. It's not a snobby thing going into art galleries. It's for everybody.
It's for everybody, and it isn't a snobby thing. And I say that because there are some people who seem to think it is.
Okay. Listen, Barbara, once again, very interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
No problem, John. I'll be talking to you next week. Take care. Bye.
Look forward to it.